Okay, I think we need to get started here. Do we have anyone online on the call? Nobody's called in. I wasn't necessarily expecting them to, but I wanted to make sure that if they did. You're online, though, in case somebody. Good, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. I think everyone here knows me. I'm Chuck Gomes, chair of the OSC. And I think since this is, and this is being recorded correctly? I mean, correct? have you started the recording? It's already on. Okay, very good. So if you don't want to be recorded, you may leave now. That's usually what on the online calls, the operator says something like that. Please disconnect. So if you don't want to be recorded, please disconnect. Welcome, everybody. I think this will be a fairly quick-flowing meeting. A few people couldn't make it because of conflict. There's a conflict drafting team that's meeting, and probably other conflicts as well. But I want to welcome each of you, and I appreciate those of you who are filling in for someone who and those that are here to observe, very welcome. What I'd like to do, because some of you may not have met in person, just very quickly, let's go around the room. Since I already introduced myself, I'll let Ray start on my right, and then we'll just go across to Ken and around.
My name is Ray Fess, and I'm with the Registry constituency. My involvement in this is the GNSO operations team.
Ken Bauer with the ICANN policy staff.
Steve Metallitz, intellectual property constituency.
Try the red one. Yeah. Well, Van Descartesini, I'm a vice chair of ALAC.
Wolfgang Knoben, ISP constituency.
Ron Andruff, business users constituency, alternate representative.
I'm Mason Cullen, chair of the communications coordination team.
Stefan Van Gelder, RC constituency representative.
Krista Papik, registrar constituency operations team.
Cavalli, I am a GNSO Council member. I'm a non-com appointee. I'm also interim chair of the operations team.
And sitting in the back of the room is Julie Hedlund from the ICANN policy staff. I don't know why Julie's not up here with the rest of us, but I won't worry about that. She is taking notes for me on this, so I better be nice. Huh? I won't put the others back in the other seats on the spot since we don't have microphones there. All right. Let's go right into the agenda. And hopefully everybody received it. Any comments on the agenda? Straightforward agenda, I think. Okay. The first thing we're going to do then, jumping to item 4 of the agenda, is to allow each of the interim chairs, or if you've been elected chair, you may not be interim anymore, to give a brief report of your kickoff meetings that occurred this weekend. And we'll start off with Olga for the Constituency Stakeholder Operations Group work team.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We had our kickoff meeting yesterday morning, very early. We had participants. I was interim chair, and it was Sophia Bekele remotely, Fred Feldman here, Chuck Gomes, Tony Holmes, S. Katrilla from India remotely, Steve Metallitz, Michael Young, and it was Julie and Robert from ICANN staff helping us as always. Well, we reviewed some information that we had already sent to the group in relation with the main challenges that our group has. We talked about the frequency of conference calls that we could have. We finally had rough consensus about having every 2 weeks conference calls, starting maybe at the mid-March for the first call. We talked about chair, interim chair, or co-chair possible elections. As a interim chair, I volunteer for being a chair, and I encourage the members of the group of sending other candidates or nominate other candidates. We will discuss on our mailing list about if we want a vice chair or a co-chair. I personally suggested that perhaps a vice chair would be better for not having conflicts. And what else? Then we went through our main goals to achieve. We presented some proposed projects to be developed by the working team. Also, we reviewed very briefly the main parts that are part of the charter that the group has. We reviewed the content of the wiki. So we finally decided to exchange some ideas on the list about deciding who will be chairing the group. We talked about our time frame, which is about 6 months from now. And we will review the content of the charter. We will receive comments through the following 2 or 3 weeks, and we will have our first conference call, hopefully, by mid-March. In relation with conflict of timing and agendas, each of us should, I did that, and SS from India already did. We should send Julie and Rob, and perhaps to coordinate with Glenn, the best time and date of the week to have our conference, 2 weekly conference call. I think I'm covering almost everything. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just one, since I'm on that team as well, keep in mind that that there's a Doodle tool that some of you use, some of haven't, for scheduling meetings, and one will be sent out for that work team. Not sure how soon staff will be able to get to that, considering this week is, but that will happen. That'll facilitate that. So if you want to, those on that committee, if they want to send in things by email, you can, but there will be a doodle that'll facilitate that. Ron, you had a question?
Thank you, Chair. Just a question, and just very briefly, the stakeholders operation group work team's mandate is?
I won't go through all of it because you can look at the draft charter or even the there's other sources as well, but the ICANN board made I don't know, probably a half a dozen recommendations that relate to constituencies. They didn't specifically say stakeholder groups at the time, because when those recommendations were first made, we hadn't gotten quite to the stakeholder group model in the restructure. So the Operations Steering Committee, it kind of unilaterally expanded the name of the team from constituency operations work team to constituencies / stakeholder group operations, and basically at a high level, the group is tasked with coming up with an implementation plan for the for stakeholder groups and for constituencies within stakeholder groups to comply with the board recommendations in that regard, and it's operational issues for constituencies and stakeholder groups, understanding that the idea here isn't to supersede the constituencies or the stakeholder groups in their own autonomy, nor is there the intent that all stakeholder groups and all constituencies be identical. But the board did presume that there are probably some common characteristics and some common needs. For example, what are some tools maybe that would be useful for all constituencies and stakeholder groups that staff could provide? Olga? Go ahead.
Thank you, Chuck. For clarification, perhaps I could read you from our wiki page the main goals that we would like to achieve and some proposed projects for our working team. enhance existing constituencies by developing recommendations on constituency participation rules, operating principles, and a database of members. Each constituency should have clearly communicated set of participation rules and operating principles. Operating principles should ensure constituencies function in a representative, open, transparent, and democratic manner. Develop and maintain a database of all constituency members and others not formally a part of any constituency. Offer each constituency a toolkit of in-kind staff support and or services. And also, develop a global outreach program to broaden participation in current constituencies. Reach all current members of the ICANN community and potential members, particularly non-English speakers. Develop a global outreach program aimed at increasing participation. Offer each constituency a toolkit of in-kind staff support and or services.
Oh, thank you very much. And the reason I asked that question was just to make sure we have clarification. And it looks like, again, we have some overlap happening coming off of the meeting we just had with regard to the GOT.
Yeah, and the GOT is really focused on the council operations, whereas this is focused on constituency and stakeholder group operations. But there will be overlap on probably all five work teams in this effort. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Ron. Okay, let's go then to Ray Fassett, who used to be the interim chair of the GNSO operations team, and I'll let you take it from there, Ray.
Thank you, Chuck. Ray Fassett. We had the benefit of just finishing our initial kickoff meeting, and as Chuck was alluding to, one of the things we accomplished was I was the interim chair for today, and today I was asked to be the chair on an ongoing basis, which I accepted. Joe Curran, who is also in the working team, is our vice chair or co-chair. Vice chair, not co-chair. So a couple of areas or one of the primary focuses of this group is to discuss and eventually try to get our hands around how the GNSO can be more of a managerial body versus a executive or legislative body. So that's the higher end. So we spent quite a bit of time talking about that, which of course dovetails into the charter. So one of our initial action items is to try and get the charter done quickly. That's a top line action item. Also, it was discussed that this particular project with our charter is a little bit more time sensitive than perhaps other groups, because other groups might be looking to our charter as guidance as well. Another action item that we came up with for our next call, which will be, we did decide also biweekly teleconference calls, was a suggestion that we look at the rules and guidelines of the existing GNSO, perhaps even that dates back to the prior DNSO, examine that document and see what recommendations we can make to that document. So for our next call, which is in a few weeks, we already have some action items to start going over, starting with our mailing list and sharing information. Chuck was also in this meeting, if you would like to add anything.
Let me interrupt you a second. Notice these mics are, if you get away from a little bit, and I did it myself, so I'm criticizing myself as well, but try to stay close to the mic because the voice fades out if you don't.
I would add one thing to that, our meeting, as I'm a member of that committee, and that was just that we recognize as a committee that June is the date to sit the new GNSO Council, and therefore we have a lot of work that we have to address to enable that to happen in the appropriate way. So from a timeline point of view, we're cognizant of the sand falling through the hourglass.
Yeah, that's that was one of the items we did spend quite a bit of time talking about. And so anyway, that's where we landed, and that's pretty much the summary of our meeting.
Thank you, Ray. Let's go to Mason Cole, who is interim chair of the communications work team.
Thank you, Chuck. Interim chair still. So at least we didn't elect a permanent chair, but we did agree on a process for electing one. But our we had a very productive meeting today. We had good participation, including some folks participating participating remotely. We began by reviewing the context in which we're working. So we took a look at what the board recommended as far as steps to improve the communication within the GNSO itself, and then from the GNSO outward across the rest of the community. And I asked the before we met, I asked the staff support that we've been given, who's done a wonderful job, I might add, to go through the initial LSE report and some other documents to find out exactly where communications failures had been identified. And that gave us a good working perspective for informing the direction of our work, because what we didn't want to do was create a bunch of processes that we didn't want to create solutions that were out chasing problems. So we reviewed all that. We administratively took care of our meeting schedule, and we've agreed to meet once a week for the first 4 weeks until we get a plan put together and we're ready to start producing work. We agreed on a process for electing a chair and vice chair, and we reviewed our charter, and I optimistically thought that we would be ready to approve it, but we weren't. But we did have some helpful, very helpful additions made, and I anticipate having that taken care of within the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. Now, does anybody on the OSC have any questions regarding these three reports? Vanda?
I don't have a question. I have just a suggestion. We are in the summit working in the specific issues as a communication, and maybe the outcome of these issues over there may help to add some value for how to communicate outside and maybe for the outreach issues around that. So we need in some way to find out better way to reduce our task using what the other groups already have done in that direction.
Thank you very much, Vanda. Question, is there an ALAC representative on the communications team?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. If I can encourage you, Vanda, you might plant some seeds. That would be, and of course, they're welcome on any of the work teams, but the communications team, as you just pointed out, would be a really good one to have someone from the ALAC participating.
Okay, I'll take this point for the ALAC group, and probably some of us will join you.
And we'd love to have that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments on these reports? Go ahead, Ron.
One comment actually comes back to how we finished our meeting, and that was with a discussion. I'm referring to the GNSO operations team meeting. That has to do with the fact that we realized we were a small body, and we are looking now to invite more people to participate. And I'm just wondering how it felt in the other operations teams. Did you have the same circumstance, or do you feel like you're well enough manned?
My impression for the communications team is we're fairly well equipped with help right now. I think some of it's going to depend on what we decide we want to try to tackle and whether or not we need more talent. I do anticipate that when it comes to time to produce the work that we could use a couple extra hands. I guess the good thing for our team is it's not necessarily heavy lifting. It's mainly recommendations. We don't have to change policy. We don't have to produce very much. It's just a set of recommendations about what the GNSO can do to communicate better.
Thanks, Mason. By the way, a suggestion, and this may apply more to the communications work team than the others, although if it applies to the others, that's good. Some of the communications issues, like, for example, the web, for example, one of the options considered in the recommendations for work teams and so forth that we're now and that we've already implemented was to the possibility of creating a special focus team that works with staff, for example, to improve the GNSO website, which we all know desperately needs improvement. So if you guys as a team thought that was a good idea, you could pass that as a recommendation on. And you guys don't have to do the work, but But we could set up, solicit volunteers for some web experts within the community that would work with staff. So that's an idea of an offshoot that could happen that would help with communications. You guys don't have to do the work, but let us know what you think. And if you want to recommend that, you could.
Right. I appreciate that, Chuck. And just as a point of information for everyone, the GNSO website is one of the things that we're going to tackle first. Everybody agrees it's not in good shape. It could be used much more productively, and that's one of the first things that we're going to take on. What we want to keep in mind is our objective isn't really to redo the website. Our objective is to improve communications, and that's one tactic for doing that. But it sticks out like a sore thumb, and it needs to be fixed. And that's one of the first orders of business that we have on our next call is to invite the site architect that's working on the ICANN site to come in and help us develop a plan for how the GNSO site can fit better within the whole ICANN structure.
Olga, in response to Ron's question.
So sorry, I was just reading an email. I'm very sorry. Could you repeat it, please?
No problem. It was just a question about having ample participants on your committee to make sure, on your team to make sure the work can get done. Do you have enough? Do you need more? How do you see it?
We would love to. We welcome more participants and take in the comments that Vanda made. Perhaps we could have the chance to present our working teams during the summit and maybe someone interested in participating. I think that the outreach issue is relevant for developing countries. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the red button will, if you push it so that it goes down and stays down, it'll work. The blue button you have to hold down.
It's independent one. The outreach issues, yes, probably there will be, I believe that the first step could be the outcome of a recommendation that we are discussing this. We are discussing how to talk about the GNSO improvement, so there is some recommendations I can, there will be available for that. So, but the outreach group, really we have specific points on outreach, and maybe one or two of those colleagues would like to participate in that.
And with regard to the constituency and stakeholder group operations work team, it's particularly important to have good representation from the existing constituencies. Doesn't have to be restricted to that, but they've got a lot of experience that would be particularly valuable in that. And so one of the things we should, and I can say we because I'm on that team too, is look at and make sure we have good representation from all six of the constituencies. So, anything else, Olga?
No, one thing about our outreach, remember that in our work team, we are talking about constituencies and stakeholder groups. And in relation with developing countries, my experience in my country is that it's very difficult to explain the process. And sometimes it's difficult for people finding who is involved in which part of the ICANN process. So having, for example, a clear database with who is participating in which supporting organization or working or stakeholder group could help our communities to get more involved in the process. And I think it's the ALAC also.
The idea is to use the RALO and ALS community to reach the edge. That's the only way to do that. But concerning communication, we also have some plans to go to radio and to talk about ICANN and issues that really affect that people. And certainly the GNSO, some issues in the GTLDs issues and IDNs on those kinds of things has a huge importance for the final user. So could be that's, well, we are a lot of talk about how we can work together more efficiently. And still, I believe we are inside ICANN as a whole, working separately. You know, what is doing someplace, nobody knows the other. You know, it's an effort. We are improving, but we have a long way to go. And probably, you know, the first thing is pushing a little bit more contact in regions. I do believe in regions. We need to have more contact with our groups. For instance, the GNSO representative in the South America should get together with the ALAC, with the CCTLD in the regions and so on. If we start to participate in a regional base, we will do our job more quickly and more easily. Because, you know, you certainly have done a lot of things that in ALAC we start to discuss. It's amazing. If we have this more contact in regional basis, we're going to have, you know, a lot of time save, because it's become more and more, you know, overwhelming for most of the people, that especially for volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you. And make sure that the people in the ALAC and the RALOs and the et cetera all know that working groups now and in the future in the GNSO are open to anyone who wants to contribute. So, Ray, did you have anything to add to Ron's question?
Well, I identified that I thought our team could use additional members. I thought I think that would be very helpful to our team to get where we want to go. I think we have a good team now, don't get me wrong, but I did stress during our meeting that, you know, let's try and encourage some new members to join in into our group.
Thank you, Ray. Now I want to jump ahead to agenda item 5, which is some estimated work targets dates. I shouldn't say dates. Let's just say estimated work targets, because all they can be is rough estimates at this time. But the goal here is to just kind of get a feel for making sure that the work teams are all kind of know which of the first things they need to be working on. And one of those is the election of chair and or alternate chair. And I think each of you answered those questions. So in the case of constituency and stakeholder group work team, that's a process that's ongoing via the list, Olga reported. And that's hopefully going to be done, if not before, at our first meeting, we're correct. The GNSO operations work team, it sounds like that we have, that's done. Is that right? Okay. And congratulations. And the communications work team, you have a process, and yours will probably be done by your first meeting. Is that accurate?
We're picking a chair?
Yes.
No. Hopefully it'll be done by the second or third meeting, but it won't be the first.
Okay, so you're going to be interim.
Yes, I'll stay interim
longer,
chair
and you're comfortable.
For a while.
Thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate that very much. Okay, going to the finalization of the charter, and again, in the case of the, I think each of you reported on that. Olga, you said for the constituency and stakeholder group operations team that we're targeting that, we're starting work on that on the list, and hoping to get that done in the next, by the first couple meetings, correct? And the GNSO operations, did I recall right that that's, you guys are really close. Is that right? I'm mixing up GNSO operations with communications. It was communications where you're really close on the charter. Is that right? Sorry about that.
Correct. Yes, we are.
Okay, thanks. And so, and then Ray, you reported that it's a high priority and we're proceeding ahead. The one of the things in your charters are, that the draft charter left blank were some milestones and stuff like that. So I'm assuming work on those. Thank you, Ron. I I'm trying to look at you instead of, let me pull the mic over a little closer, and trying to look at people like you're supposed to do, right? And every time I turn to look at somebody and spread my head, I mess up on the mic. So make sure that you, and they can be very rough, and you can change them as you go. Don't think of them as too rigid, but just kind of keep our view, keep an eye on where we're heading. Some of the priority tasks that are needed before June, they mostly affect the GNSO operations work team. And I think we've already covered those. Certainly, the rules of procedure for the GNSO Council need to be revisited and ready to go in June. That work team knows that and is going to work on that early on. Some of the other possible ones for that work team, what steps are needed to establish the role of the council as a strategic manager, and Ray indicated that was talked about today and that will be a higher priority. Statement of interest forms, or declaration of interest forms, clear rules for the establishment of new constituencies. Notice that's not being held up. So that may or may not need to be done by June, because really their staff has put some procedures in place to deal with that seem to be functioning, and that team might decide to just kind of endorse that procedure or modify it or whatever. But that will be helpful going forward. Maybe not necessarily a June time frame there. If it slipped beyond that, I don't think that would be a problem. Another one is the review and recommend amendments as appropriate regarding the methods promoting and introducing new constituencies. We talked about that a little bit today. In fact, Steve Metallitz asked a good question in that regard. That's not, shouldn't be interpreted to mean that this committee's gonna, the sole authority there. A lot of constituencies or stakeholder groups will probably propose mechanisms in that regard, and that's the way it should be. But there may be some broad principles or recommendations that committee may do. Now, for the other two work teams, if you identify any tasks that you think would best be done by the time the bicameral structure of the council is instituted in June, please put those at the top of your list. You may not have any that really are that urgent, but keep an eye out for that so that it fits into the overall process. Any questions or comments on that? Yes, Ron.
Thank you, Chair. Three points I want to just highlight. One, with regard to the charter itself, one of the things that we discussed in the GNSO working team was that we use the charter that was developed by OSC as kind of our true north, so that you all look to that as being the document from which we develop our activities. And that would lead then to hopefully less overlap and less less confusion in terms of how those things develop. So that's, I think, a really important point just for the OSC to recognize that the work team should... our hope is that all work teams will use that as the guiding document. So that's why the finalization of the charter is really an important issue and shouldn't be looked at as, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. Second point I wanted to bring out was statement of interest and declaration of interest forms. It's really important we as a community all declare our interest. Chuck made a comment in the last meeting, and I think it's very valid, and that has to do with the fact that we're all very active in many activities, so there will always be conflicts. There's no one here is conflict-free, but it's very important that we put those statements of interest forward and that we, as the steering committee, really try to progress that thinking across the board within the community. And the third point has to do with the new constituencies. I'm a little bit nervous about this. Not a little bit, I'm a lot nervous. We've got so much stuff going on. We're now trying to create a new bicameral house. We're trying to create a new GNSO. We've even got board review. This is not the time to be adding new constituencies to the mix. As valid as they may be, I think we should come back with a recommendation that's something that is not a critical priority in the timeline, and perhaps we might just park that for a period of time until we've settled in all the other critical elements, and then welcome those new constituencies with open arms when we can address that. But at this stage of the game, I think bandwidth-wise, we're pretty stretched.
I don't think we have that option. I think that we can put off the task that work team is working on to refine those procedures. But I think the board recommendations were pretty clear that, and of course, so they were so intent on that they asked staff in advance of the GNSO working on this stuff to actually provide procedures for that to happening. I understand your concern, and we can ask staff for a reading on that to see if I'm wrong in my interpretation. I'm certainly open to that. But my own personal opinion is that that's not an option for us based on the board recommendations. Go ahead.
That notwithstanding, and I agree, I understand what you said, I think it's incumbent upon us just to bring that back to the attention of the board. I think the board would recognize that we're open and welcome it, but there's just only so much we can all do as volunteers.
Yeah, now, actually, I think most of the workload for the new constituencies is on them, is it not?
That I can't comment on, but what my bigger concern is that there has to be public comment periods, there has to be consideration, there has to be dialogue. It's that whole series of things that wrap into ICANN. There's nothing that happens within ICANN that doesn't go through a long process and lots of consideration. I'm concerned that what will happen here is it'll get short shrift. We won't give it the kind of consideration we should because we've got other higher priorities on the list, and that could come at our peril.
Thank you. And Steve?
I have to disagree with what Ron said. I don't think it's our role to tell people who want to form constituencies they have to wait until we perform a number of other tasks that the board has assigned us. If we have a view on priorities, it should be at a broader level. And I think there's a very good argument to be made that most of the work of this steering committee should be a lower priority than a lot of other policy issues that are now being dealt with in GNSO. So if we're going to open the question of priorities, I want it on a broader level. And if otherwise, I don't think it's our place to tell the consumer constituency, for example, that they just have to wait.
I support what you just said. If I misspoke, that wasn't coming from that point of view. It's not for us to determine someone else should wait, but we as a community need to perhaps do exactly that. Maybe list the priorities of activities that we have to wrestle with and just deal with them, you know, one by one. I'm not even sure if we could do such a thing, but my point was simply to say that I'm concerned that it won't be given the proper attention that it needs to get, and I just saw another one pop up. We have two now on the horizon, and I think there'll be more coming in. And my concern is that's a lot of stuff to be reviewing.
Actually, I think there are three. Okay. Thanks for the interim chairs and everyone else who participated. My last question, unless anybody has any other business, is there any way in which the steering committee can be of assistance to any of the three work teams? And while you're thinking about that, please always feel free to communicate back up, and you can communicate directly to me as chair of the OSC. If there's some question you need clarification, if I don't have it, I'll get it with staff. And of course, use your staff resources liberally. As I think Mason commented, they are doing great work. They are super to work with, and those of you that haven't had the experience there will find that out. So use them liberally. But are there any ways that the steering committee can help any of you right now that you're aware of? Ray?
I can say today we'll think of some.
And that's good. This wasn't intended. Here's your chance and no longer. Anytime you need assistance, don't hesitate to ask. Is there any other business that we need to cover today, or any other comments or questions that anyone wants to ask? Ron?
Yes, actually, I realized just now, I forgot. Philip Shepherd had sent a message. I'll just bring it up. Philip had sent a message through it to the group, but I would just bring it onto the table that his comment was he feels that a little need for the OSC to meet until some concrete proposals coming from the work teams have come forward. And at that point, there'll be oversight and coordination role. So I just wanted to bring that onto the table. Thank you.
And that was the last conclusion we reached in our OSC meetings. The purpose of this one today was to provide a quick timely follow-up to the kickoff meetings of the work teams and make sure we're all on the same page. And since we're all, most of us are here, that was very convenient. So that point's well taken. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
I have a point. Just one invitation. We have a cocktail party in this evening in Meliá. That's quite 200 meters from here. It's quite clear, quite close. So you are all invited. It's from 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and because it's together with the fellowship and the, all the ALSs and the RALOs and all those people. Okay? Welcome, everybody.